Good morning to each one of you. We're glad you're here at Grace Bible Church on this beautiful Lord's Day morning. We thank the Lord for the glories of His creation. We come to the last of our calls to worship in the book of Ruth today, and I want to read the remaining verses of chapter 4, verses 18 through 22. And I want you to think in your mind that this is not another boring genealogy. I think sometimes when we come to the many genealogies that are recorded in the Scripture, we just kind of just let it go by. But they are connections. Every genealogy is a connection. And God does not include connections at will just for fun. He wants us to know something. He wants us to see something. He wants us to take to heart an important link to the past. I enjoy history. And I've been watching a series of videos. Every year in Brandy Station, Virginia, they allow people to come and metal detect on the battlefield. They have 3 days. That's all they get in the whole year. The rest of the year, you can't be on the... You can go out there and walk, but you can't do any digging. And so last year, they had the Brandy Station days opened up, and they allowed these individuals from all over the country to come in, and they found 10 pits. Now, they've been doing this for 50-plus years. But for the first time, they found 10 different pits where they had buried all kinds of materials. They found 25 curry brushes that were used to curry the war horses. They found all kinds of things that were down in there, but they found personal effects from the men. They found glasses. They found all kinds of things, and it was a link to the past. It was amazing as they were pulling these articles out. Utensils for dinner, a canteen that somebody had left behind on the battlefield. It got buried down in the pit and covered up. Hundreds and hundreds of bones, mostly cows, showing that that's what they had to eat. And there was a link to the past, and one of the men that was standing there looking down in the hole, as they pulled up this medicine bottle, perfectly preserved, as it was back in the... See, said, this belonged to somebody who's no longer with us. Somebody that needed this medicine and said, what a link to the past. And I couldn't help but thinking, what a link to the past we have here. Notice, now these are the generations of Perez. Who is he? He's the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. So now we have a link to the past. Now these are the generations of Perez. Perez begat Hezron, and Hezron begat Ram, and Ram begat Amminadab, and Amminadab begat Nahshon, and Nahshon begat Salmon, and Salmon begat Boaz, and Boaz begat Obed, and Obed begat Jesse, and Jesse begat David. This is included in the book of Ruth, so that we might see the connection back all the way to Jacob. Because we know who Perez is. He's a son of Judah. We don't have time to do this, but if you go back to Genesis chapter 48 and 49, you see the blessings on the different sons. And Judah is pulled out, and there's almost 5 verses of Scripture dedicated to Judah, who was the father of Perez, telling us that his blessing would be that he would be the lion of the sons of Jacob. He would be the one that would be the leader. And it's his line that's included here in the book of Ruth. I am happy this morning that I have a connection. It's not through a physical genealogy. It's a connection to Jesus Christ. And that connection was solidified in 1978 when I called upon Him to be my Savior. That connects me to the cross, which my sin debt was paid for. That connects me in the future to heaven, because my Savior is the one that has guaranteed that for me as His Son. How important are connections? They're extremely important. They're extremely important. And I'm thankful that we have here the connection of David to Jacob so that we can see how God was working. And by the way, who's connected to David? Who is the son of David? It's my Lord Jesus Christ. And so the connection holds true. And this is an important block because it links us to the book of Matthew. It links us to the book of Luke, where the genealogies of Jesus Christ are included. And we see that link given to us here. A Moabite girl becomes a part of the godly line, never knowing that that would happen, never knowing that when she married Mahlon that there were greater things that God had in store for her. She was married for a number of years, lost her husband, and it looked like, you know, what's going to happen to me? And yet God had a connection. Ruth would be included in the godly line. And so this book helps us in two ways to know about Jesus Christ. There's a genealogical link to Jacob, but there's also a link to the town of Judah. What was Judah's home? Judah's home was Bethlehem. And David's home was Bethlehem. 10 generations given here, and all of them from the same hometown, Bethlehem. 5 times the name Bethlehem is used in the book of Ruth. So God's linking us. He's making a connection for us that we might know that His Word is true. I can trust it. I can see it with my own eyes and know this is true because it links us and very carefully does so. So when you are conditioned by the world to question everything and to blame God for every bad thing that happens, and to get upset by all the trials of life and so forth, just know this, that God is bigger than all of your problems. God is greater than all the struggles of our generation. He has a connection to eternity past. He has a connection to eternity future. And if you're connected with Jesus Christ, and you've been identified with His transforming grace, you have the hope of all eternity in Him. And I trust this morning that you're anchored in Jesus Christ, that you're not foundering out in the world, floating on with the mass of humanity on the wide way that leads to destruction, but rather, you are firmly planted in Jesus Christ.